Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Node 27339 connected to W8UM VHF.
Delta 2 Sierra Golf 82 SGY on a handheld. Just wondering if I'm making it into the receiver.
Come back again, station. Come back, repeat.
Thank you. So Delta 2 Sierra Golf 82 SGY, I'm in Edwardsville, New York. I'm on a handheld. I'm just trying to see if I'm getting into the repeater. How do I...
The East Coast Reflector Youthnet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
Station requesting a radio check. I did copy you with some noise.
QSL. Thank you very much, my friend. ATQSQY clear.
This is KZ2, ECF, looking for a radio check.
This is
KZ2, ECF, standing by for an update.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign, and only your call sign, to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in, and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in and outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Good evening. 20.
W3 WDB. Whiskey Bravo. Bravo. Listening on mobile.
66 degrees.
Good evening. This is Betty. The KY with the Usenet. Tonight we've got Grayson. KG4BUT. We've got Ivan. KE2EGF and River. Here for GIP, and along with me, we've also got Sal, W2SAL. Tonight's question, if you could create a robot to do any chore, what would it do for you? What's one thing that you just wish you had a robot to do for you? So Sal and I, throughout the night, will take some check-ins and then pass it over to the kids to talk to you and answer the questions. Taking check-ins twice and slowly, please.
Whiskey 8, Bravo, Papa, Delta, W8BPD.
KF8ESN, Mobile, KF8ESN, Mobile.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Elf Chair, KF8S, listening from Bowling Green, Ohio.
KF8FQN. All right. Including texts, we've got W4AEP, Armin from Miami, Florida. W2RBC, Randy from West Seneca. WB8ODFD from Ypsilanti, Michigan. AK4G, Jim from Jacksonville, Florida. N5RTC, Terry, Austin, Texas. N2ZWR Daniel, Radford, Virginia. W8BPD, Brian from Warren, Michigan. KF8ESN, Patrick from Oak Harbor, Ohio. KF8FAS, Chris from Ossian, Ohio. KF8FQN, Wyatt from Inlay City, Michigan. And Roy KA8DY from Blaisdell. Anybody else?
N2ZVN.
KR4GGT, Kilo Romeo 4, Golf Golf Tango, Andrew in Christiansburg, Virginia.
All right, we also picked up there, we've got N3DQD Ray, KD3AJN Anna, KR4GGT Andrew, N2ZVN Allen, VE3TGN Tim, AB4KK Chris, and we've also got another KE2EGF Ivan. right. Starting with Armin, W4AEB. Over to you, Grayson.
Howdy, thank you, Vicky. Okay, first up, W4AEB. I'm in it from Miami, Florida. W4AEB, Ahmed from Miami, Florida. Are you with us?
Good evening, everyone on the Usenet. My apologies. I was having earpiece issues. Anyway, this is W4AEB. If I had, my first thought would be to go to work for me, but I don't want to appear that lazy. So I'm going to say to clean the house. That would be the chore I would most desire the robot to do for us. And this is W4EEB, back to net control.
Audie, simply to you, I'm ahead. Next up, W2RBC, Randy, from Westchester, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, and everyone on the Usenet. If I created a robot, I also would have to clean my house. Back to net control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
Randy, next up, AK4G, Jim, no, 3BAODF, Dave from Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Well, good evening, Grayson, River, and Ivan, and everyone else on the Usenet here. This is Dave. I'm in Ypsilanti, Michigan, 30 miles due west of Detroit. I would have it clean and dust my apartment while I sit on the couch, watch TV, and eat pizza rolls. Thanks, Grayson. WB8ODF.
Party some for you, see you, Dave. Next up, AK4G, Jim from Jacksonville, Florida.
Good evening, Grayson, and everyone on the Usenet. My answer would be cut the grass. Not a pleasant task in the hot, humid weather conditions of Florida. Everybody have a great weekend. 7-3 from AK4G.
Alright, so please to Jim. Next up, N5RTC,
Tammy,
Austin,
Texas. Good evening, Griff, River, Ivan, everybody else on the net. Oh, gosh. I'm going to get real elemental with this. I want a robot that picks up dog poop. N5RTC, back to net control.
All right, Tim, please to you, Jim. Next up, N2ZWR, Terry from Austin, Texas.
I think that was for me, N2ZWR, Dan. I think if I could have one robot, I would like a personal chef. That would do it for me. N2ZWR, 73 to everyone. Have a good weekend. Back to net control.
Alright,
so please do Daniel. Next up, WHBPD, Byron,
Michigan.
Good evening, Grayson, Vicky, and all you on the Usenet. I would agree with Harry there. I would like to have one that would clean up behind the dog. Everybody have a good evening. Back to net control. W8BPD.
Audio 742Y. Next up, KF8ESN. Patrick from Oak Harbor, Ohio.
Well, good evening, everybody. I think if I could have a robot that did one thing, it would be laundry. That is my least favorite thing to do. With that, 7-3, back to net.
All right, 7-3, Patrick. Next up, KS8FAS, Chris from Long... I don't know how to pronounce that city name. from Ohio?
And this is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Alpha Sierra, KF8FAS, returning back to net. First of all, I'd like to tell you thank you for taking care of the net, Grayson. Grayson, right? And the city's pronounced Wasion, but I currently moved. I'm actually in Bowling Green, Ohio, as I speak. Again, thank you again for taking care of the net. You're doing a wonderful job so far. Back to you, KF8FAS.
Okay,
Hello everybody, this is Ivan, KE2EGF, and Grayson's going to be on there for a minute. So, first up, we have KF8FQ1. Seems Grayson's back, so why out there in Atlantic City, Michigan, do you want to answer real quick, and then Grayson, you can take it after. Okay, good evening, Ivan, everybody on the net, and if I had a robot that could do any chore, I would... get a robot that would feed our animals, like our dogs, cats, etc. And thank you, Grayson and Ivan River, for running the net tonight. And, 7 to you. Hi, 7 to... Oh. Okay, I'm back now. My brother interrupted me for a second. Okay, what were we? Okay. K8, BYU, Ward, Bastille, Neil. Oh, yeah, also last time, please, T. Wyatt.
Hi, good evening, Grayson, and everybody on the net. K8, BYU. Yeah, I'd have to agree with laundry. I don't like doing it. So that would be my choice. Back to you.
Alright, send please to you, Dan. Give me a second. Alright. K2EGF, Ivan from Gaspol, New York. Yeah, thanks, Grayson. Good evening, everybody else. To answer that question, probably have the thing clean the house. I'd say that would be quite nice. Anyway, 33, this is KE2EGF. Back to Matt. Alright, 32, Ivan. Next up, AB4KK, Chris from Folkston.
Hi, this is AB4KK, and thanks for doing the net, Grayson. I would like a robot to clean house. That would be really nice. I used to teach robotics. Have a great evening, and thanks for doing the net. AB4KK, Folkston, Georgia.
Awesome, please see you. Chris, next up, BE3TGN, Tim from Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Chris and everybody out frequency. Well, if I had a robot, I would have him do my apartment. I clean on my and my old plastic car, polish myself. That is because it's a big job. And that, other than that, there you go. So I'll say 7-3-12, nice net. Seems that you can get around all over the place. Signal is really good. I hope mine is too. So back to net control. 32GN Smart Office.
Item 4 is to you, Tim. Next up, N2CVN, Alice from Kendall, New York.
Fine job as always. Well, I would have to say clean the house inside. You know, I love being outside, doing outside stuff, even cutting the grass. I enjoy doing that. But cleaning inside, who wants to be stuck inside doing that stuff? And I have Maddie with an answer, too, if you don't mind. I'll give it to her quick.
To clean my room for me.
Yes, that is always a constant battle, cleaning Maddie's room. Hey, everyone, have a great night and a wonderful weekend. N2Z at the end. Back to next.
So we see Alan and to you, Maddie. Next up, GL4 GT and Vermont? No, Virginia.
Hello! This is KR4GGT, and if I had a robot, I would probably ask it or have it clean the house. And so, yeah, this is KR4GGT. Back to net, 73.
So, was that Donald or Andrew in the mail?
This is KR4GGT. That was me.
It's on
52
Andrew. Next
up, NCGGD,
Ray from
People,
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, good evening, Grayson, River, Ivan, Vicky, everyone else in there this evening. Well, I would have the robot cook for me. Back to net. This is N3DQD.
It's on 52 Ray. Next up, KD3, Adrian, Anna from People, Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Grayson, River, Ivan, everyone else in there. I would like the robot to clean the house. This is KD3AJN.
Item 32 Anna, next up, KD2EEN, Simon from Jamaica, New York. KD2EEN, Simon. From Jamaica, New York, are you with us? Simon is not with us. WB2JPQ, Dick from Elgin, New York.
And Simmons.
Good evening, Grayson. River and Ivan. I think I would train a robot to do the morning brew on Thursday and Friday morning so I could sleep in. This is WB2JPQ.
And I have to stay up past my bedtime. Do you bet? I'm pretty sure, Dick. Next up, WTSAL, South and Cheektowaga, New York.
Good to be racing in the rest of the crew. Let's see. I would want the robot to take out my garbage for me. I haven't seen that one come up yet tonight, so maybe I'll be the first one that has the garbage detail. With that, I'll send it back to you, Mr. Grayson. W2SAL. Control.
Yeah, I think you all had an original idea, Sal. I don't see anybody else who said garbage, so guess credits go to you. Next up, AP Joe from ECNC, New York.
Good evening, Grayson. Good evening to everybody on the net. Well, I would have the robot plant bushes and trees for me. Dig the holes, drag the things over, and put them right where I tell the robot to put it. Have a great day, everyone. K2AP, back to net.
I simply see you, Joe. Next, I'll hand it back over to Vicky, aka Vicky Vicky White.
All right, thank you. Great job, Vicky. This is, I'm great. I'm it already. Great job, Grace. This is Vicky K8VKY. Next up is going to be River KR4GIP, but first we're going to get some more check-ins. So bring your conference twice and slow.
KFA, this is River KFA,
K6GBZ, K6GBZ.
Kilo Charlie 3, Foxtrot Golf Delta. Kilo Charlie 3, Foxtrot Golf Delta.
November 1, Whiskey Echo Bravo, N1WEB.
N1EOR, N1EOR.
YCQ, can I get a radio check, please?
No, radio checks in the middle of the net, please. That last one, N1EOR, can you come again, please? We just want to confirm your call sign.
Hi, yep. N1COR, am I coming in clear or am I having trouble?
Was that N1COR, Charlie?
Sorry about that. November 1, Charlie, Oscar, Romeo. Am I coming through clear?
You're coming through clear. You got a little bit of path noise. It's just that one letter was a little bit hard to distinguish. Okay, we've got KF8, DRC, K6GB. KC3FGB, N1WEB, and N1CFR. Anybody else?
Kilo, two, India.
All right, and we also get K2KI, over the river, KR4GIP.
All right, thank you, Vicky. This is KR4GIP. You can ask me a question, too, and the question of the night is, if you could create a robot to do only one chore, what would it do? You're going to pass it down to KF8DRC, Jack in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Well, good evening, Grayson. Good evening, Vicky. Good evening, everyone else on the net. Yes, I like to have a robot planting my vegetable, also flowers, and I would tell him what where to plant them. That's all I have for you, Grayson. KFA, Detroit Rock City.
Next is K6GBZ, Tom in Cameron Park, California.
Good evening, River, and everyone on the net. This is K6GBZ, Tom from Northern California. I want a robot that takes care of the cat box, not just one of those mechanical cat box things. I want the whole mess taken away and it being completely invisible to me. And the question for you is exactly what is tonight's question? What's your answer? Have a great night. Take care.
My answer would be, I would have it clean my room or just organize my shelf. So yeah, that's it. Thanks for coming. Next up is KC3FGG Ray in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania.
Hey, good evening, River, wherever you want on the net. Well, I have multiple gardens here in the Masonic Village, and weeds are always an issue, so I would have the robot do weeding for me. Would it be a great job getting done? KC3FGD, back to Nick.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up is N1WEZ Webb in Collierville, Tennessee.
Thank you, River, and thank you, everyone behind the scenes. River, you can put me down. I'd like a robot to wash and wax my camper. And my wife would like a robot that would weed the garden. And my question for you is, would you like to have a robot that would do your homework? This is N1WEB. Back to the net.
Well, if I knew the information, then, yeah, I'd love that because it's just a lot of extra work. That is my answer to your question. Next up is N1COR, Adam in Fergus Falls, Minnesota.
Hey there. This is Adam in Fergus Falls. I was talking it over with my wife here, and we were saying how good it would be to have a robot to cook for us, even though we like doing it sometimes, maybe not all the time. Have a robot do it once in a while, that'd be pretty fun. But anyway, back to you. This is N1COR, back to net control.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up is K2KI, Bob in Highgate Center, Vermont. K2KI, Bob in Highgate Center, Vermont, please come now.
K2KI in Highgate Center, it's fine. A little unintelligible. I have lost my voice. But good evening to you and everybody on the net. Thank you for running the net. Doing a great job, you guys. If I had that I could build to do anything, I would probably have one do the housework. I hate doing housework. I don't mind doing outside work, but housework, nah. Anyway, back to next. This is KCKI.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up is KE8SMN, Jeff in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Good evening, River, and everyone on the Usenet. This is KE8SMN. I think taking out the trash would be something I would miss 1 minute. This is KE8SMN, back to net.
All right, thank you for coming. I'm going to hand it over to Vicky to get some more chickens. This is KR4JP. Over to Sal, sorry.
It's okay, Miss River. We'll take it any way we can get it. All right, folks, we need to get a few more chickens over here for the Usenet. The question of tonight is, if you could create a robot to do only one chore, what would it do? And with that, let's open up the check-ins, take it slow and easy. Some of us are having technical difficulties tonight, including myself here with the screen. So take it slow for us, please.
KE2HGY, one of the check-ins.
November 3, Mike Delta Charlie. That's November 3, Mike Delta Charlie.
Kilo Charlie, number 4, India Tango Uniform.
Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Oscar Juliet in Detroit.
November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo. November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo.
All right, I know there's got to be a few warriors out there. You sure don't want to hear me tonight, and I don't want to see Ivan plug his ears. So with that, let's get two or three more in here, and then we'll have, I think it's going to be River. We're going to run the rest of them, and we'll see what happens from there.
W3ICQ. W3ICQ.
KM4CTB, Kilo Mike 4, Charlie Tango Bravo.
PC4IQ, I'm not sure I was copied. I'm just out in the garage with a little homie ground plane. KC4 India Tango Uniform.
Okay, I was just waiting for it to populate here. Okay, from the bottom up, oh, where'd I go? I got KM4CTB, W3ICQ, November4RHE, KQ4GLY, KE8JOJ, KC4ITU, November 3 MDC, and topping the list is KE2 8CY. With that, Ms. River, I'm going to turn it back over to you, and you can run a few more here. You still have about 8 or 10 minutes, so take it away.
Thank you, Sal. Next up is KE2 HCY. Donald in Buffalo, New York.
Good evening, River. If I were to have a robot, it would be for flying. I would want to fly.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up is KE2 HCY. Oh wait, we just got you. Next up is N3MDC, Michael in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Yeah, good evening, River. It's Michael, N3MDC here in Illinois, North Carolina. River, if I had a robot, I'd need it to help me do the dishes. Because right now, I don't have a working dishwasher right now, unfortunately. So if I had a robot, it'd help me do the dishes. Because I don't do dishes very, very well, so I had a robot to help me do the dishes. So back to you, River, in 3MDC.
Yeah, we don't have a very good working dishwasher either. It does not clean the plates, so we just use it as a strainer. Anyways, next up is KC4ATU, Dwight in Allen Park, Michigan. KC4ITU, Dwight in Allen Park, Michigan, please come now.
I did try to check in. Maybe my transmitter is not working very well. Do you copy?
Yep, I'm hearing you loud and clear now. You can, the question of the night is if you could create a robot to do it. Only one chore, what would it do? You can answer that question if you'd like.
Okay, let me see. I would have it help me cut the grass. That's about it, because I can't walk very far anymore. You sound young. I'm sure you could walk 10 miles. Over.
Yep. I probably can walk 10 miles. It wouldn't be very pleasant, but I am going to encampment this summer for Civil Air Patrol, and we're going to be walking between 5 and 10 miles a day. That seems fun. Anyways, next up is KE8JOJ, in Detroit, Michigan.
Hi there, this is KE8JOJ, and I really wanted to come up with a better answer than cleaning, because there must be something a robot can do that I can't do, but at the end of the day, I think I need more time, and that's the thing that takes up the most time, so laundry would be awesome, honestly, but I don't really want the kind of robot that, like, is, like, walking around like a human. It's got to look like something else. I don't know. But anyway, that's that. KE8JOJ, over.
All right. Thank you for coming. Next up is KQ4GLY, Crystal Parish, Florida.
Good evening, River, and everyone on the net. I had a robot. I'd have to clean the love bugs off my truck because they're really bad down here right now. Back to you, KQ4GLY.
All right. Thank you for coming. Next up is N4RHE, Roger in Port Lauderdale, Florida.
Good evening, River. Thank you for conducting the net. November 4, Romeo Teleco. My robot would be called Flipina, and she would flip my king-size mattress once a month. River, what is your favorite comfort food? November 4, Roger, enthusiast, return to...
Well, I'm not really sure what my comfort food is. I'll go with something easy, because I'm eating it right now. Popcorn's pretty good. Anyways, next up is W3ICQ, Bob in Leesburg, Florida.
Good evening, River. We've decided that if we had a robot, we would have it do our cooking for us. And my question for you is, if you had a robot, what would you want it to look like? W3ICQ, back to you.
All right, thank you for coming. What would I want it to look like? I would want it to look like, I was about to say mouse, but when I get up to get some water in the middle of the night, I might not think it's so cute. Probably just dog-shaped, I guess. Anyways, next up is KM4CTB, Donnie in Jacksonville Beach, Florida.
Well, good evening, River, and everybody on the net. KM4CTB, Donnie in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Well, I'm like one of the others. I think I'd like to have that robot cut my yard. When it gets real hot down here in the summertime, it's definitely not something I enjoy doing. So if I can get that robot to work in that, those particularly the hotter summer months, bring it on. Thanks for doing the net, River. Have a great weekend. KM4CTB, back to that.
All right. Thank you for coming. You have a good weekend, too. I'm going to hand it over to Sal to get some more check-in. Then hand it over to Ivan. So this is KR4GIP. Over to you, Sal.
Hey, thanks, Ms. River. You did a fine job there. All right, folks, we're going to get into the final round here. So we got about 15 minutes. let's load Ivan up because he buzzes through these real quick. So please come now and take it slowly, and we'll get you in the logbook. This is W2SAL for the East Coast Reflector Houston.
Kilo Bravo 8 Whiskey X-ray Whiskey. Kilo Bravo 8 Whiskey X-ray Whiskey.
All right, anybody up there wishing to check into the Houston, please come now. M2B8.
Bravo.
All right, we know there's a few more of you out there. Please call now. We're winding down, and we've got to get a few more people in there tonight.
N2XRV, Norway 2, X-ray, Radio, Victor, Ivan.
Kilowatt, Fox 5, Whiskey, X-ray, KF5, WFX.
All right, anybody else before we run this call and we'll turn it over to Ivan and then we'll have to come back for some more. Anyone else? Okay, you're going to make me sing from the bottom up. Here we go. KF5, WFX, N2XRV. We had a question mark on a LBK of some kind. If you can come back, we'll fix yours, and then we'll move along. Anyone sound in with a call sign of LBK? We need to get you fixed. Come on back. Okay, moving along, we'll go up to N2VHWD5DONKB8WXW. And KD3ATQ. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Ivan. So, Ivan, if you're ready to take the helm, it's all yours, sir.
Today, big sale, and yeah, topical is true. We got KD3ATQ. Question line is, if you could create a robot to do only one chore, what would it do? And to add on to that, you can ask me questions if you want. Anyways, down to you, Jim, in East Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Ivan and Vicky and the rest of the YouthNet. I think I would like to have the robot clean the house. That's probably the chore that takes the longest and most time. And Ivan, I just kind of logged in here now, so I didn't hear what your response would be to the same question. Back to you, KD3ATQ.
Yeah, there, Jim. Let's see. So, what I answered to this question earlier was to clean the house, specifically the indoors, because personally, I do not like cleaning inside the house, but I do like outside, because outside brings fun times, and it's nice to be in the outdoors and do all that, but I think, you know, cleaning the outdoors, I draw the line when it comes inside. So, yeah, I'm going to say let it clean the house. But, yeah, we just cleaned the ham shack today, and that took a while, but that's all right. Anyways, next up here, we got KB8WXW, Chuck in Toledo, Ohio. Please come now.
Hello, Net. I think I would have to have that robot that does the dog stuff and also use it to do the cat box.
That's it, 33 is the truck. Yeah, I agree. You know, that'd actually kind of be pretty nice to have it take care of the animals. We got 4 cats in the house, and cleaning the litter box is not the best process, but I still think I'd probably take clean the house over that, because I feel like that counts to some extent. I don't know. Anyways, Sony 3D, their truck. Next up, we have WD5DON, Don in Corpus Christi, Texas. Please come out.
Well, good evening to you, Ivan, Grayson River, the rest of the crew behind the scenes. I would have to confirm everyone else's by a large opinion. Clean the house would be my first choice for a robot. I don't know if you've ever seen the old Hero Junior robot from many years ago. Entertaining, but largely useless. But if I could have one that would do the house cleaning, absolutely I would do that. And my question to you is, I remember we talked about you playing the horn several weeks ago, and I was wondering if you play alto or tenor. I'm assuming you play alto saxophone. Back to Nick.
Yeah, I play alto saxophone there, but I got a buddy that plays tenor, and it does sound like a nice instrument, but it doesn't fit in the band very well. But yeah, I do play alto, and I enjoy it. I'm pretty good at it, too. 73 there. Next up, we have N2BH, Bill, in Palmyra, New York. Please come out.
Evening, Ivan. I'd want the robot to keep the birds away from my truck. For some reason, I have a pair of robins keep trying to build a nest on the rear axle, and they naturally make a mess of the side of the truck and the running boards. I have to keep cleaning it, and my question to you is, what was your favorite thing at the Antique Wireless Museum? And it was nice to meet you and your family last week. M2BH.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you too there, Bill. Yeah, to say that, you know, there's a lot of good stuff there. It was really cool, but honestly, I think, aside from the shack, it was a really nice shack, but I'd say maybe that doesn't count as part of the museum. Otherwise, that would be the favorite, because that was so cool to see the 80-meter equipment they had. But if we skip that, I'd say it'd probably be the Voice of America station, or maybe the Titanic set, or maybe the truck have a generator or transmitter, but if we're all really cool. I would love to go back there again. They really have a nice museum there. Anyway, send me to review there, Bill. Next up we have N2XRV, Ivan in Brooklyn, New York. Please come out.
Yeah, N2XRV. In the net, good evening, Tom, to you, Ivan, and thank you for what you do. My name is Ivan also. If I had a robot, I would want a robot to help me keep my vintage equipment maintained. I have a lot of equipment from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, Swan 500Cs, Swan 350, Drifty, Drake TR7s, and all the Heathkit radios. So I would like a robot to be able to keep this stuff maintained for me for the years to come there. Go ahead.
Yeah, nice meeting you on there, Ivan. Nice that we share the same name. Yeah, and I kind of agree. Let's see. So I've been given a lot of vintage equipment, and I know how to fix it. Because a lot of the time, you do just need to warm up the capacitors of the variac, but don't have the equipment yet. And yeah, you know, I would really like to, you know, be able to get some of those tools. So I do think it would be a nice thing to have a robot to do that. But anyway, 73's there. Next up we have KF5WFX, Marcus in Amarillo, Texas. Please come out.
KF5WFX. Yeah, if I had a robot, I'm debating if I wanted to clean my house or chop firewood. I'm thinking clean the house. Clean the house. There you go. KF5WFX. Back at you.
Yeah, Roger that, Marcus. Yeah, I do feel like cleaning the house does match up with a lot of other stuff. You know, I'd say it covers doing the dishes and all that, so I think that's a very nice thing for a robot to do. Anyway, 73, next up we have KC1QPL, John in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Please come out.
KAC1, TPL John in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Are you still with us? Use your one last time. KAC1, TPL John in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Are you still with us? Alright, nothing hard to mark in and out there in 73. Next up, we are at the end of the list here, so we're going to be catching up back to, I believe, Sale, W2SAL. This is KE2EGF.
Sorry for the delay, folks. I was waiting for the one repeater over on my side here to finish doing the announcements. All right, we're in the home stretch. We've got about 5 minutes left. Let's see who else is out there for a last call to get into the WTCR Usenet for tonight. We could probably use about 6 or 7 of you, so please check in now, nice and slowly. This is W2SAL.
KF8GFT, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Foxtrot Tango. I'm an in and out. This is Justin from Grand Rapids. Again, I'm an IO.
KB0GUF, KB0GUF.
All right, I picked up KB0GUF and KF8GFT. So we'll let Ivan run them, and don't forget, tonight's question is, if you could create a robot to do one chore, what would it be? And don't forget to ask them a question as well. This is W2SAL for the East Coast Reflector Usenet. Go ahead, Ivan.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. Well, with that, the in and out there is covered. We have KB0GUF there. John, did you get a vanity call sign there, it looks like?
Yeah, I did, Ivan. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I got my original call back that I got, I think, in 1988, which it was first issued. My original technician call. So I got that back, and I still sometimes see the old call, so I don't know. Anyway, thanks for having me. So I don't know what you might have been asked earlier because I was late getting in here. So I guess I'll just skip the question for now and say thanks for having me. Have a good night. KB0GUF, I'll be clear.
All right, John, well, that's pretty, well, I wouldn't say quick to answer your question, but personally is, if you could create a robot to do only one chore, what would it do? You're going to be probably the last check-in before we close it off here, because today's 9 o'clock, so if you want to answer that, you can, or you can just stay silent.
I thought you had another one there, but... I guess my question for you is, what career do you see for yourself?
Good evening, 20.
Yeah, I'm so sorry there, I didn't catch that, but, the question for you is, if you could create a robot to do one chore for you, what would it be? And then, if you could give me the question you had for me, sorry, I didn't hear the clearest, there was the 9 p.m. thing going over it.
All right. My question for you is, to answer your question, I would probably have a robot help me with soldering and stuff. I shake a lot since I had my stroke. My question for you is, what career do you choose for yourself, or have you made up your mind? KB0GUF, back to you.
Yeah, in terms of a career, kind of like the idea of electrical engineering or computer sciences, somewhere around there, and meteorology is also another cool one. It's just kind of the field I would want to get into with it. It's kind of an interesting thing, more of a hobby for like storm chasing, I guess, but
So let's see here. I guess 73 views of John, and I think the battery thing is pretty reasonable. I actually would do that just to help me repair stuff. I have a robot to do that, and you know, sometimes my Saturn joints aren't always the best, so I can see how that would work out very well. Anyways, statistics for the night, we got 50 check-ins. That's pretty nice. I think that's better than normal, actually. 50 right on the dot. And as usual, I kind of thought that clean the house would definitely get the most votes, and I even picked that one. With 15 check-ins, choose and clean the house at 36.6% of our check-ins. And in second place here, let's see, I think we have Personal Chef with 4 people checking in. And it's a Personal Chef, and that's 9.8% of our check-ins. And the rest, let's see, so tied for third place with gardening, picking up dog poop, taking out the garbage, taking care of the animals, and I guess cutting the grass would be third place, because it's only 0.3% with 3 check-ins, but let's skip that. Yeah, the answers we got for tonight were clean the bedroom, clean the house, cut the grass, gardening, personal chef, picking up dog poop, taking out the garbage, taking care of the animals, and washing and waxing the camper. And for check-ins by call district, call district number 2 got the most, luckily. That's my call district with 16 check-ins there. Second place is call district number 8 with 12 check-ins. And in fourth, we got call district, call district number 4 with 10 check-ins. And yeah, that's my statistics for the night there. Thank you, everybody, very much. It's very nice run the next night, and I like that we have 50 check-ins. It's better than normal, I think. Anyways, 73, this is KE2EGF. Back to sale, and I am clear.
Thanks, Ivan. Thanks, Vicky, in the backfield for logging, along with Ivan, River, and Grayson, wherever you might be. Thank you guys for being that control, and Mr. Bill for overseeing everything, and Randy for documenting everything. With that, this is W2SAL for the East Coast Reflector. Turn the repeater back to normal operations. This is 7-3. Good night, folks.
ITU listening. Who was the very young person that seemed to be running the net tonight? This is KC4ITU. Are you still there? Over. Okay, KC4ITU, Ellen Park, Michigan. KC4ITU, Michigan, south of Detroit.
KC4ITU, this is W3ICQ. My name is Bob, and I'm in Central Florida.
Okay, W3, was that Whiskey 3? India, Charlie, Quebec, over.
Yes, that's correct. Whiskey 3, India, Charlie, Quebec. My name is Bob.
I'm not sure, I may have lost you, W3ICQ. This is an amazing link repeater, over.
Hi there. I thought I lost you there for a minute. This is the East Coast Reflector, and if you want to know more about it, just go to eastcoastreflector.com on the internet,
That's eastcoastreflector.com, all one word. And they've got plenty of information about it. Back to you.
Oh, that's hard. That's for me to write down. I don't know if I should. I'm not much, pretty much on the hobby. Pretty much, I just talk to people when they come in. And this is, what I'm talking into is the General Motors. I think it's a General Motors repeater. I think it's located on the Renaissance Center in Detroit. And I get out here a little bit. I better keep it short because someone said that my repeater my signal fades and kind of quits transmitting. Nice to meet you there down in Florida. This is Cotton Kicking Amazing, KC4ITU.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Have a good evening. And we hope we'll talk to you again when your repeater is being a little bit more consistent. So 3ICQ, Bob, and we'll be clear.
Okay, Bob. I've gotten so long-winded on this radio, I think it's failing. This is an older DR610T made by Twinkolo. And I have a few more bits of equipment around it. It's getting so old and breaking down. I'm going to have to invest in some more modern equipment. I've been wanting to overhaul a Heathkit SSB transceiver. It does CW and SSB. It's a Heathkit HW101. And circumstances is not allowing me to put much things into it right now. Anyway, nice to meet you as well, Bob. And KC4ITU signing with W3ICQ, and I'll be standing by and listening out. KC4ITU. And if anyone else wants, I'm still here, I'll be listening. And it was nice to listen in to the net and hearing some young voices doing things on ham radio. KC4ITU listening.
KC4UGO, requesting radio check. Over.
Excuse me, sir. Can you give me your call sign again? I'll write it down. This is Kilo Charlie, number 4, India Tango Uniform. I'm located in Allen Park, Michigan, south of Detroit. Over.
Kilo Grover 4, Uniform Zulu Oscar, out of Central Florida. I think I copied KC4ITU out of Allen Park, which is near Detroit, which is around here where I hail from. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing fine. Can I have your call sign one more time slowly? Over. Because you're kind of a little noisy. Over.
Sure thing. I'm on a handheld tied to a mobile antenna about 20-25 miles from the repeater.
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.